Welcome to the Philosopher's Notes podcast, where Brian Johnson shares one of his 1,000-plus favorite big ideas from notes on 100 of the greatest self-development books. Today's big idea comes from Dennis Genpo Morzel's great book, Big Mind, Big Heart.
The Temple Without Walls. Quote, "We're at the point in our evolution that we all have to become conscious. This is a time of revolution. There's no holding back. So I'm about tearing down the monastery walls and seeing the whole world as the monastery, as the practice, as the spiritual temple. What we're all working on is this very being, this very life. This is the temple. It has no walls." End quote. Amen. Or whatever the Buddhist equivalent is. This is amazing. Quote, "I'm about tearing down the monastery walls and seeing the whole world as the monastery, as the practice, as the spiritual temple." As we discuss again and again in these notes, our life is our classroom. Rather than wait for the next weekend workshop or silent meditation retreat to really get our practice on, let's make every moment an opportunity to expand. In his great book, Mastery, you can see the notes on that, George Leonard reminds us, quote, "Could all of us reclaim lost hours of our lives by making everything, the commonplace along with the extraordinary, a part of our practice?" And Confucius reminds us, "Even when walking in the company of two other men, I am bound to be able to learn from them. The good points of the one I copy, the bad points of the other I correct in myself." As Genpo says, this is the time for a revolution. There's no holding back. How can you make more of the mundane moments a part of your practice? The opportunities are limitless, from being more mindful as you're washing the dishes or putting a sock in the hamper, to when you're driving in traffic on the way to work. You got a long commute? Perhaps you can turn off the radio and focus on breathing deeply. And if you get pissy or a little impatient while sitting in traffic, definitely look to alchemize that energy into something more positive. Perhaps each time an impulse to curse the traffic arises, you can mentally run through all the people you have to thank for even having the opportunity to be stuck in traffic, when it wasn't too long ago you would have been on a horse. And the last time I checked, they didn't have AC. So send silent appreciations as you imagine the person who sold you the car, the people who put it together, the people who created each piece before they got assembled, the people who worked with the raw materials, the people who made the street you're driving on, and perhaps you can give a shout out to the big guy in the sky who made all that. Back to Genpo. He says, quote, "So I'm about tearing down the monastery walls and seeing the whole world as the monastery, as the practice, as the spiritual temple." That begs the question, what can you do to embody this very big idea in your life today?